This is, I'll start out with what we do. We meet weekly in a space. By the way, all my slides are on SlideShare. I'll go back to that. If you want to follow this with links, if you see at the bottom there, it says you can go to http://slideshare.net/advancedS. If you go there, you can follow these slides with links, or you can get the slides later. So anyway, last week we had Rob on our program because he was doing something pretty significant in online world. And so since we've been doing this since 2010, if you do the math, we've been doing it for about 250 times already. That's that many weeks in 5 years, something like that. So every week we've been meeting. There's a link to our session with Rob last Sunday. He was our guest speaker. There he is. So he just came out. We just wanted to talk to him about what in the heck is he doing for 10 hours, you know, straight without going to the bathroom and, you know, living on coffee. And how do those go together? But that's probably too much to ask. Anyway, this is how it works, how we set up learning together. Someone agrees to do a show on a Monday or Sunday. Usually we do it on Sunday. Actually, right about this time, this is learning together time. In fact, I might as well announce this as a learning together event, sort of a convergence with EFL Talks. This is Learning Together, the 4th of October. I always give the date in my Learning Together sessions. So anyway, basically we have a blog post. It's called learningtogether.pbworks.com. I'm sorry, that's a wiki, actually. And if you go to learningtogether.pbworks.com, you can find links. All the links go there, but there's a planning wiki. If you click on next upcoming event, you'll go to that place where it tells you where, if you agreed to do an event with us, and you'd be more than welcome to, any listeners there, we like people to share with us what they do. So if we set a time for it, then you could, we'd create an event for it. We could use Hangout on Air, for example. It's very social. Or we also have access to Blackboard Collaborate. And so once we've set up the event, and it gets announced on Hangout, it goes out, whoever we set the event for gets the message, and then we announce manually on list servers we use, list serves, Ning for TESOL Arabia, for example. We have lots of Facebook and Google Plus groups. And we tweet what we're going to do, and the tag is learning together with the two in the middle of it. And then showtime happens, and then we follow up with archives of everything we do. So that's posted on a YouTube channel I keep, and also at learningtogether.net, which is where the whole archive gets listed. So let's see more about each of those things. What's really unique about us is that we encourage conversation versus presentation. That's very important because a lot of people think of webinars as being you sit and listen, or and you interact in a text chat. But we encourage people to join us in the conversation. We give open mic to other participants. If this were really a Learning Together event, you'd be free to talk. But of course, there's a time constraint on this one. So we webcast, as I said, either in Blackboard Collaborate or Hangout. But if we're in Hangout, we stream in such a way that participants can join us in the Hangout. That is, they can follow us on YouTube. There's always a YouTube link. We also have a space that we usually post, webheadsinaction.org/live. And at that space, or you can just go directly to the chatwing.com/vanceev, S-T-E-V, and you can interact with people in the Hangout there. So our complete archives are at Learning Together Net and at my YouTube channel. So, where did we come from? How did we arrive here? We started out with Webheads, writing for Webheads. It was a EFL to EFL students, obviously, writing to EFL students. We started in 1998 with that, and we logged our chats at the link that you could follow there if you go to slideshare.net/advancedS. And we did that for a few years and got a lot of followers, and eventually 2005, 2007, 2009, we put on our Webheads in Action online convergences, and here again there's a link you can follow to find out more about that. So So the online convergences were essentially 72-hour events. We were very ambitious. Rob is getting his feet wet with a 10-hour event. He's learning what it feels like. I decided I didn't want to do that again in 2011. So I started learning together about that time, 2010. And there's the archive index, by the way. There's a complete, and that's the best link for finding out more about our program. So what we do, that's where you can get the best archive. Well, we connect with other networks. Electronic Village Online, there's a link to it there, evosessions.pbworks.com. ITDI is someone we like to follow. EFL Talks, obviously, which seems to, with Chuck being here, be one of the sponsors of EFL Talks. Nellie's many activities, her IETFL Young Learner STIG, her blog festivals, her Moodle MOOCs, we often participate in those. And then we also interact with Peggy George and Lucy Gray on Classroom 2.0 Learning Revolution. They're ISTE members. I was in Philadelphia last year. They're doing a K-12 online conference in later this month, and Global Collaboration Day, Global Education Conferences. So we participate in those events. And we've been part of the World Bridges Network for a long time. They do EdTech Talk. Jeff LeBeau is doing something called ELT Live now. And you can find more about Webheads at webheads.info. Okay, so I don't have to read all this, but this is a list of the Google communities and Facebooks that we have our own. There's Learning Together in each category, and we basically post to all those groups. So if you have time and you want to go to Vance, to slideshare.net/VanceS, you can find more about the groups that we post to and interact in. So our main components are our planning wiki, and that's learningtogether.pbworks.com. Upcoming events, where you jump to the place in the calendar where the next thing comes up, is a tinyurl.com/learningtogether, the direct link. We have our audio video archive, as I mentioned, at learningtogether.net. That's a blog, a WordPress blog, and an index of all recordings. This is actually the magic place where you can go to get all the list of all the recordings, so you can search that in normal Control-F search and find things that you're looking for, or just browse it. So that's like the index at the back of a book. We've never had any funding, but we're not without help. We've had grants and things like that. So Webheads in Action, since 1998, is our largest community. It actually became Webheads in Action in 2001. We've got a grant from Learning Times, which provides us with our instantiation of Blackboard Collaborate. And we always like to give a shout out to them and say thank you very much for supporting us for so long with that free fallback. It used to be our mainstay webinar tool, but now we use Hangout a lot, but we still have access to Blackboard Collaborate. And then as part of the World Bridges Network, Jeff LeBeau started a domain for us one time, just on his own initiative, webheadsinaction.org/live, and we mirror our live events there, which puts the stream on YouTube and the Chatwing text chat at the bottom of that stream. So they're both on the same page. So you can go and listen, and you can interact with the people in the Hangout through the text chat. So we follow the text chat while we're in the Hangout. Some people can join us there. If it's full, rarely is, but or if people are in the stream and just don't feel like it's too early in the morning, they don't really feel like coming on webcam, then they go there. So the last point is you. This is one of our helpers. Why not you? You could offer to share your passion. We'd really appreciate it. If you get in touch, go to our links, share your ideas with us. Come on and talk to us, basically. So for more information, at the Fall Blog Festival, the last one, Nellie's, I did a 21 by 21 by 21. That was on September 21st. 21 slides, 21 minutes. There's a little bit more information there. You can go to the About tab or the Learning Together page and also find a description of what we do. And I wrote a chapter in a book called Connectivist Learning, Reaching Students Through Teacher Professional Development, which I have also got a tiny URL for, /small2014, which is the Social Media Assisted Language Learning, which is acronym unplugging. Okay, Rob, I'm showing that I'm just going into my 11th minute. How did I do?
Yeah. Wonderfully.